Let's get into the market. We had WASD this morning. As you looked at the numbers, it looked to me like, for the most part, things were in line with what trade expected.
I think that's exactly right. Listen to the conference call this morning out of Chicago, they kind of tagged it as a yawner. But I think there are a couple of things that, might surface over time that pays particular attention to. One is when you look at the soybean numbers, we did not change anything there, but the verbiage in the report seemed to suggest that we could see some increased exports going forward due to the fact that Brazil, Argentina, and Paraguay had lower production figures. I also thought it was kind of interesting that they did not contract or narrow the price expectations for the products, the meal and the oil, going forward, because I think there might be some issues as far as the quality and quantity of oil coming out of the crush. So I think that's going to be an interesting thing to watch going forward.
The other interesting thing to me is that they lowered expectations on Brazilian corn, but still think that there is plenty of time to save Brazilian soybeans and didn't do anything with that number.
Yes, I think that is right. I would also say, too, that beans are a little bit more resilient, have a time to still in the reproductive phase for the earlier, or pardon me, the later planted stuff. So the rains that they've been getting might be more beneficial. It's too early probably to trim the bean yields too much. But I would say that the weather pattern seems to have changed over the last 2 weeks. They're getting adequate moisture and the temperatures have not been excessive. So the bean production figure may or may not be much lower from here.
So with the report pretty much in line with trader expectations, might we turn to the export sales report and take a little bit harder look at it than we might otherwise this morning?
Yeah, we could. I would say the corn number was good, but not above anybody's expectations. The wheat number was a little bit above expectations, so I say that's encouraging. And the bean number is good, but here again, not above expectations. As far as the report's concerned, I would also say, too, that there's nothing in these numbers that the market's going to stub its toe on. So if, like we're at the meeting last night when people are talking about a little bit of a bullish background or there's a sentiment that somebody wants to be long this market, this is probably an opportunity for that part of the market to express itself. I don't necessarily expect a big move or anything like that, but there's nothing standing in the way of somebody coming in and buying this market at this particular point in time.
So might we see a lower opening and then somebody try to come in and buy the market off of the dip?
That's probably a realistic expectation if we go open lower.
Thank you very much, Bill.
Thank you, Dave.
That's Bill Gentry, and he is with Risk Management Commodities out of Lafayette, Indiana.